We are on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, studying the Gemara. Dr. Gemara, Midiktoni Oves, Mechlal, the Ike told us. The Mishnah started off, Abba Oves Nezikin. It seems that there are told this also. So the Gemara clears a Shaila, what are the halachas of these told this? Told they say, Ki Yotzei Behem? Do the Teldas have the similar halachas to the others? Or they don't have similar halachas. Gabri Shabbos Nan, by Shabbos we learned Avos Melachos Aboim Chosarachim. There are 39 Avos. Avos, we were medayik from the Loshen of that Mishnah, Mechlaldika Teldas. Over there, Teldasayim Ki Yotzei Behem. There the Teldas have similar halachas like the others. And the Gemara explains, Loishna of Chatos. If a person was over b'shoigik on one of the Lamates Avos Melachos, he brings a Chatos, Loishna Telda Chatos. If he's over on any of the Teldas, he also brings a Chatos b'shoigik. Loishna of Skila, Loishna Telda Skila. Umay Ike ben of the Telda. So if they have the same halachas, what is the nafkamina between an ov and a telda? Nafkamina, the ilu ovid, shtei ovis vahadi adodi. If a person was over b'shoigik, two ovis together, behelem echot, was one shkoge. Inami, shtei teldes vahadi adodi. It was over and two teldes b'shoigik. Mechayev al kol chada v'chada. It is mechuyev on each melacha, on each telda, on each of. V'ilu ovid ov v'telda didei. But what is, if he has done an ov v'telda didei, le'mechayev el chada. Then you only chayev one kol. So before we go further, let us see Rashi and try to understand the Gemara. Rashi says, Chatos b'shoigik, skila b'meizim. The ovid shtei ovis b'shoigik, mechayev talti chatois. Le mechayev elachode, a'ov meloche. He's chayev. One kolbin, a'ov meloche. Ava al teildo didei, loy mechayev. He's not chayev on the teildo. Now, we have to know, this is a very difficult Rashi. What does Rashi mean, you're chayiv on the ov? You're not chayiv on the tilde. What does this mean? So the Teitzoi is chayim in Simen Yud Beis. Says, Lulei Divrei Rashi, we would learn napshat is that he's chayiv on the ov, he's not chayiv on the tilde. The Emerson, the Aloch is, let's say a person ate five zaysim of chaylev behelem echot. He didn't know that it's chaylev, he ate five zaysim. So be'emesin, he's chayev five chatois. But there's a halacha, if these five achilas were done behelem echot, or yediyas ben tayim, so he can patter the five chiyuvim with one kalbet. That's ochal, because of ochal. Behelem echot, you can patter your chiyuv with one kalbet. So l'chayre, that's how we would normally learn pshat, and that's where Rashi says this in Masechet Shabbos, but that's pshat in our Gemara. Our Gemara is, if you did an ov v'toldo didei, so it's considered like the same halacha, so it's chaylev v'chaylev, so memele, so you could tata with one kolbet. Rashi says by us a new chiddush, that he's only chayiv on the ov, he's not chayiv on the toldo. But this also needs a tremendous beer. Why aren't you chayiv on the Toda? It was Mechalo Shabbos B'Shoigik. What is Pshat and Rashi? So the Teitzois Chayim says as follows, that let us just mention, there's a Yesaidis Lika Rava Magid. The Rava Magid explains what the gather of a Toda is. Rava Magid says that a tilde is me'ein meleches ha'ov. It's a slight similarity to the Av. For example, there's a Av Malacha of Teichen. Now, what is the Av Malacha of Teichen? Av Malacha of Teichen is you take a kernel of wheat and you grind it into flour. So the tzure of this Malacha is you are transferring a solid into a powder form. That's the Malacha of Teichen. There's a tilde of teichen, mechatech yerek dak dak. I take a tomato and I cut it up in 20 pieces. So you have to know the size, but I'll kaponim, if one the pieces are too small, this is a tilde of teichen. Zokta Rav HaMagid, we cannot compare 20 pieces of tomato to flour. Flour is a different entity. Before there was a kernel of wheat, and now there's flour. That's Malachas Teichen. Before there was a tomato, and now there's still a tomato. You didn't make a tomato juice. We have 20 pieces of tomato. So what, but there is, in one Nikud, there is a similarity. From one kernel of wheat, you made a numerous amount of granules of flour. So from one tomato, you made 20 pieces. So this is Me'ein. Meleches Teichen. It is not completely similar to Teichen, but it has one characteristic that Teichen has, that you had one entity and you made it into a lot of entities. Because of this slight similarity, the Rav HaMagid says, that's why it's called a Teichen. That's Aleph. Zokta Teitzoi Yishai, that Rashi held as follows. All the time, when a person eats, let's say, two kizayim of chaylev, so b'emesin there's a chi of chatos on each kizayim. The second kizayim of chaylev, I'm not chay of chatos because it's similar to the first kizayim. The second kizayim of chaylev is a machayev because it's a kizayim of chaylev. Mitzad atzmai it's a machayev. You have two machayvim. I have two machayvim over here, the first kizayim and the second kizayim. There the halach is, if they were both done to Helamechot, you can pata both chiyuvim with one coat. Masha Enkin over here, Rashi held that since the only chiyuv of cutting up a tomato in 20 pieces is because there's a slight similarity to Teichen, so if Teichen was done first and then he cut up a tomato, so this becomes bottle to the Av. There's no new chiyuv. There's no new chiyuv on cutting up the tomato. I'm more than the chiddush. But that is what Rashi chayiv of v'loya tilde. That's what Rashi is saying. And he says this is only if he first did the Av, and then he did the tilde. So Rashi is telling us I'm more than the chiddush that on a tilde. The whole chiyuv is because I'm making a main. Since I did already, there's not chal a new chiyuv on the tilde. Chayiv ha'ov v'lo yatilde. I'm making the kechidish. But what would be the other way around if he did the tilde first and then he did the ovel? It should be mechayiv shtayim. That's how he says pshat and rash. Fine. Now let us go a step further. Why did Rashi say such a mechayiv kechidish? Rashi and Shabbat does not learn like this. So l'chayre, I think that Rashi said this chiddush. Because if we will understand, we will learn, and that's the way that this is Rashi in Shabbos, and the chiddush Eran in Shabbos, that Shabbos of the tilde of the day, your chayev one alt chosal, at ochel v'chosal v'ochel, because like he did the same aveire two times, and the helemechad you could bring one coat. If that is the case, let us just give an example. The Rambam says that if a person was Zoireya Vinoiteya, the Helamech of Yishayv Lomkob, because Zriye and Netiye is the same Malachim. Both of them are Ovis. One is with seeds, one is with the saplings, but Zriye and Netiye is the same Malachim, Yishayv Lomkob. So that's cool. I'm doing the same malacha. Here I'm doing it with a seed. Here I'm doing it with a sapling. But it's the same malacha. It's together is tmiche. So I'm chayiv one chatos if I did it behelamech. Fine. So This lomdus of ochal, v'chosal v'ochal, is not dafke with a tilde and an op. The Rambam says it works with two obvious also. The same thing. Here our Gemara asked a moira de kikasha. Why is this called an op and this is called a tilde? So the Gemara says, oh, you know why? There's an afke mina. If he did an op, the tilde the day, you'll chayv one kolben. And by two obvious, you'll do the same thing, you'll also chayv one kolben. So this, you're telling me, I'm asking you a question, what's the difference between an ov and a tilde? So you're telling me, alumnus, if you repeat the same malachi, an ov and a tilde, so you can be part of yourself with one kolben. But that is not miyuchid to an ov and a tilde. Two ovis will also be the same thing. You didn't answer my question. I said, my korele ov and my korele tilde. Rashi had this kasha. He didn't answer the question. The guidelines are, if I do similar aveiros behelem echad, so I bring one kolben. So if you have two aveiros which are similar, two tildes which are similar, so it's similar aveiros, I'll bring one kolben. I asked you a kasha, why is this called an oven, this is called a tilde? You're not answering my question. You're saying nafkamina because of it's similar aveiros. This same nafkamina will be by two aveiros and two. And to tilde is also the same thing. I asked you why is one called another one is called a tilde. That's why Rashi said a moiradik pshat. Rashi said if there's an of a tilde today, you're not mechuyev on the tilde. That's the difference. If you did two ovois, so pshat is each of is a mechayev. I was a zerei and an neteyev. So for zri am chayev chatos, for neti am chayev chatos. If it was Behelem Echad, I can pater both Chiyuvim with one Kolben. But there's two Chiyuvim. That's two of it. Each one is a Mechayev, and the person can pater both Chiyuvim with one Kolben. That's Aloche. Behelem Echad, Ochal, V'chozav, Ochal. Behelem Echad, he can bring one Kolben. Two Tildes, the same thing. He could also, there's two Chiyuvim, and you can pater both Chiyuvim with one Kolben. And of it, tilde, the day is only one chiyu. That's why Rashi had to say what Rashi said. Chayiv ha'ov loya tilde the day. Rashi l'chayre was muchach from the Gemara, or else he didn't answer the question. My shvager wanted to tell me, so according to Rashi, we have a moira de kipshat in the Gemara. The ilu of it, stay of it, bahadi adodi, means two similar of it. Zriye and netiye. Inami shtei tildes bahadi adodi, two tildes of zriyashkos, roim and another tilde. Mechayev akol chodev akodev means I'm chayev on each one. I can bring one kol, but there's a chayev for each one. Vihilu ovid tilde di day, loy mechayev elo chodev, there's only one chayev. And that's what Rashi says, imuchuyev aov, v'loy a tilde di day. There's no chayev at all. For the tilde. That is the chiddush, a tilde v'mokim of, there's no chiyuv whatsoever. So now I understand that there's a, that means each one is a mechayiv, but that there's two dargis is an ov and a tilde, my kori layov, lamay nafkamina, ur is a meredik in nafkamina. We did ov and tilde today, he's only mechuyiv for the ov, he's not mechuyiv for the tilde. That is what Rashi is saying. A vol tilde de loy mechayiv, there's no chiyuv whatsoever. And the tilde. So, Mela, we understand why that there's in Yesod, even though both have the same halachas, but there's a nafkamina that one is a tilde, one is a nov, if he did all the tilde today, behelem echad. Fine. Fragt die Gemara, Uli Rabbi Lezer, the Machayev a tilde b'mokimov. According to Rabbi Lezer, that's Machayev a tilde b'mokimov. Rabbi Lezer holds, and if I did, I was toichin achite, and I was mechate chayerek. Rabbi Elazar holds you mechayev. He's the mechayev two things. The mechayev atul the b'mokimo. So now the Gemara asks, "Am I korilei ov? Am I korilei atulde? Why is one called an ov and why is one called atulde?" The Gemara answers. Hach da have be mishken chshive korilei ov. Hach da lei have be mishken chshive korilei tolda. that which was choshev in the Mishkan is called an ov, and that which wasn't choshev in the Mishkan is called a teuda. Now, let us see exactly what the Gemara is saying now. Look, Rashi. Ul Rabbeleza the Mechayiv Talti. Rabbeleza is choylik. Rabbeleza holds the ovit of the teuda today. If a person did an ov and his own teuda, Mechayiv Talti Chatois, there's a chiyiv of two chatois. The Meseches Krisis Pepek Omruloi. So Mamele, according to Rabbi Lezer, so the Gemara is, so amai kori leyova, amai kori leyteldo. So the Gemara is, so that's the Gemara, we'll see the terrace of the Gemara soon, Pshat and Taisus. Now Rashi says, kulo oveis malochis, mi mishkin gamrinulu, be Meseches Shabbos. We learn out all oveis malochis from the malochis that were done by the Asiyas HaMishkan. Perhaps, just as I, to some as I actually once heard from a brain, Rav Shozach, Hainu Lebroche, he said as follows. He said that, the Etzim in Medrash, we find that the Mishkan was a duplicate of Bria Shemayim Ba'oret. The Medrash says that, just like the world was created, so the Mishkan was also created with these three components, and the idea of it, so it seems the Mishkan was a replica of Bria Sa'olam. Whatever was in the Mishkan, the Mo says, well, whatever Vashemayim was in the Mishkan, you had Chofamayim de Mimal, you had Kroshimayim, the Medrash compares the Mishkan to the Shemayim Ba'aretz. Now, just like when what was needed to create the Shemayim Ba'aretz and the Sheisha Shemaya Maise, so Shabbos, the Rebbeinu Shalom was Shabbos from those in Yonim, Mikol Malachtoi, that means whatever was the Malacha to create Shemayim Ba'aretz, there was a Shvisa on Shabbos. So whatever Malachas were needed to create the Mishkan, to bring about the Mishkan, which is equivalent to Bria Shemayim Ba'aretz, so one needs a Shvisa. On this world, we need a Shvisa from those Malachas which created the Mishkan, which those malachas are, the Mishkan is similar to Bria Shemayim Ba'aretz, so the Shvisa on Shabbos has to be from the malachas which were used to create the Mishkan. Al Kaponim, that's how we learn out. Now let us see Taisvitz. Rabbi Lezer, Amai Kori Layov. The Gemara asks, according to Rabbi Lezer, why is it called an Ov? We see Rabbi Lezer does not hold this concept of a person who will do an over till the day you only chayv one kol, you mechayv two kabonis. So it comes out that the ov and the tilde are equal. It's a my kori layov. The imtaima. So Taisvis asks, the name of the nafkemine, not only a kasha, a my kori layov, it's a nafkemine, that this is an ov and this is a tilde. The inyan hasro. Shetzorich lahasreis atildo mishum ovdido. You have to be masre the tildo. I cannot be masre the tildo b'shem the tildo. You have to be masre b'shem the ov. Kedamrinem beperik tailem. Mishamar mishum mai masrin bay. Rabba omar mishum boire. Abzeira omar mishum merake. Now just let's, for 1 minute, explain what the Gemara says in Perik Teilda. There is a Teilda of Mishama. The Teilda of Mishama is as follows, that a person puts a cloth over a barrel, and he pours wine over the cloth, and this cloth will sieve the wine. That means the Shmarim will remain over the cloth, and the wine will sieve through and go into the barrel. So this is a type of breires, oichel mitech psaim. That's a type of a breire. Now, in Meleches Boirer, we have Boirer and Merake. Now, let's not go into the The difference is what the Gemara mentions, the difference between Boire and Merake, but there's one Melache that's called Boire, and one Melache that's called Merake. By Merake, that was, they had a sieve, and there was flour and psoilus in the flour, and he used to shake up the sieve, and the psoilus were lamailo, and the flour went lamato. And that was called Boire Psoilus Miteich Oichel. Whatever he's holding in his hand, that's called Eizung de Breire. So I'm separating the Psoilus from the flour. Anyway. So the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos, Mishamer is a tel. Mishumai Masrin Bey. Rabba Omar Mishum. Boire Rabzeir Omar Mishum Merak. So the Shaila is, Mishamer is a tel, which of am I Masrin with? Now, to explain how Tosfos understood in the Kasha. And this will be really the second teretz of Tosfos. So I'd like to mention as follows. This is a Rashi in Shavuos. Rashi in Shavuos says, when a person is masra someone, let's say a person is doing an Aveira. So I'll tell him, you know, you're doing an Aveira, and then if you do this Aveira, you can get this punishment. That's not called Asra. Because you have to tell him, where does it say this? Tell me where it says. I'm just telling you, if you do this, you're going to get an Einish. That's not a Hasra. The Hasra, the Masrim, have to inform him where it says this. Don't tell me on ship. Tell me where it says. So you have to mention the love. Tell me. I don't know Chumash. So forget about it. First one Chumash, and then you'll be Masra. You have to tell me the love. That's called the Hasra. That's Yisoid Aleph. Yisoy Beis, there's a Meiradike Taisus Rid on this Gemara Mesech to Shabbat. A person will come over, Reuven wants to be Meshama. So Shimon will come over and he'll say, well, if you'll be Meshama, you can be Chayiv Skila. Where does it say? Leisase Kol Meloche. That doesn't mean anything. So the Taisus Rid says, there are 39 of us. It's like Leisasa Boire, Leisasa Merakit, Leisasa Mevashel. You have to, it's Keilu, there are 39 Lavin. You have to tell me in the Leisasa Ka Meloche, and Meloche means what was in the Mishkin, and in the Mishkin there was a Meloche Mevashel, there was a Meloche Boire, a Meloche Merakit. You have to tell them, Rochel Bitcha Aktana, that where does it say that this is Asa? If you'll tell me, it says Leisasa Merakit, and Meshamer is a tilde of Merakit. Now I hear. But Tosfos understood, I'll tell him, you're not allowed to be Meshamer. Where does it say that? It doesn't say any place. Not allowed to be Meshamer. You have to tell him the Isser is derived because there's an Isser of Merakit. There's an Isser derived of Leisasa Merakit. And since this is similar to Merakit, so if you do this, you're going to get skillet. But that's the nusach of Asra. You have to tell him the shayrish of the Issa. If you tell him don't be Mishama, you'll get skila. That's not Asra. So Tosfos had a Gemara in Shabbos. So Memela, so Tosfos asked. So this is a Yesoid in Hilchas Asra. This is a Yesoid in Hilchas Asra. So the Gemara asks, according to Rabbi Lezer, Amai Kori Leyov, Amai Kori Leyotilda, because the Gemara didn't even think there's an Afkamin Alocha, but why does this have this name, and this have this name? So they says, an Afkamin Alocha. There's such a thing as an of the Sheirish Amalocha. The Sheirish Amalocha is from the Ovis Malochis, and by Asra you have to mention the Sheirish. You have to mention where the Isser is derived. So what's the problem? That's Tosfos Kasha. And this Kasha, Tosfos says to Malach. Malach number one. The Hachi Perushai. You're learning wrong Pshat the Gemara in Shabbos. Mishumai Masrinim Bei Shehukai. How, what kind of Asra do you make that he should be Chai? Rabba Oma Mishum Beira. Aval Hisru Bei Mishum Merakeit Potter. The Gimin Shumasra Bedovo Shein Edoime. Sova Shemalik Bei Yo Potter. Aval Hisru Bei Voma Al Teshama Chai. So Tosfos says, Amoira de Keteret. So Tosfos says, that you're learning wrong pshat in the Gemara. Not pshat in the Gemara is you have to be Masra Mishum Merakit. Nah, if you tell him you're not allowed to be Mishama, you don't have to give him reasons. I'm telling you you're not allowed to be Mishama, you can get skila for Mishama, no problem whatsoever. The Gemara means, but what if I'm going to tell him, you're not allowed to eat chaylev and therefore you're going to get skila. say, what are you, who's eating chayla? What are you talking about? I'm making mishami, telling now to eat chayla. So that's shot in the Gemara. The Gemara means that merakit, according to the Mandir Yomar, that you can't be maschal's merakit. Merakit is a different malach in Gansan. Merakit is not similar to mishama. That's what the Gemara means. Not that the Gemara means that you have to be maschal with meleches mishama by telling where it derived from. There's no such malach. You can tell him you're not allowed to be mishama, you'll get skila. That's it. You know. But if you tell him a far-fetched issa, so this guy thinks you're making jokes. Who's being, I'm making Mishamer. You tell me you're not allowed to be Merakit. If Mishamer is a toad of Merakit, then you're speaking serious things. You tell me you're not allowed to be Merakit, so then I understand, and this is similar to Merakit, so therefore, by being aware you're not allowed to be Merakit, I know you're not allowed to be Mishamer. But if you're telling me something that has no shaykhis to Mishamer, you tell me now to be Merakit, so my male, that's not called Asa. So according to the first Teretz of Taisvis, so there's no such Gemara that the Tolda, you have to be Matra, the Tolda, b'shem ha'ov, I have to warn the person and I have to explain to the person where this Malach is derived from, where the Isra is derived from. That's the first Teretz of Taisvis, there's no such thing. Then Taisvis has a second Teretz. Vaidish Leiman. Hizel Shematarat. Oh, that's Pshat Nagamore. Hachta boy be Mishkin, Korileyov. Etzoich lahasreis, hatildo bishmo. That's Pshat the Gemore's Teret. And how does this lie in the Gemore's Teret? So the Gemore's Teret is as follows. The Gemore's Teret is that the Sharoshei Ha'isa were in the Mishkin. The Sharoshei Mishkin were in the Mishkin. So Memele, my kori layova, my kori lotoldo, because the shayrish is the ov, and the mail is, so you have to know the shayrish. Why do you have to know the shayrish? Well, Gabi Asra, you have to know the shayrish. But the Gemara is telling me, Fakel, that it's takin aloche yechayef, or told yechayef, no, that's true. But the shayrish was in the Mishkin, and you have to know the shayrish when it comes to Asra. That's why you have to know which is an ov, to know the shayrish of the Malach. Now, the Maram makes two cries in this void. First of all, he makes out the word void. Let us maybe just see for 1 minute what the Maram says. Let us just see the Maram in the Meinik. We don't see the whole Maram because there's a whole bunch of shotim that the Maram slugs up. Now, the Maram is on Daf Kuf Mem Hei, and he's going on the Emtze Be'emtze Divrayim, Va'oid V'neiteya U'mevashel Ein Tzoich La'hasvois Mishum Ov. Now, here's a different gear in Taisvit. Neiteya U'mevashel Ein Tzoich La'hasvois Mishum Ov. Im Hisra Teuda Mishum Neiteya Chayef. So this is a different Gilse. Im Hisra Teuda Mishum Neiteya versus Im Hisra Mishum Teuda Chayef. Im Hisra Teuda Mishum Neiteya Chayef. Now, let us go down to it is around 6 lines from the next Maram, which starts Dibra Masral Hachta Hava B'Mishkan. So let's go 6 lines before, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 lines before, Avol Ha'emes. These are the last 2 words on the line. Avol Ha'emes. Avol Ha'emes, hu ein roi ligrois va'oid. This word va'oid he erases. Va'koil hu teretz echot. And this is one big teretz. Taisvis said before that the my korila yova, but my korila teuda. The reason is because you have to be maschad the teuda b'shem ha. And Taisvis is bringing a raya to this yisod. But the lelkoi, this is going on before. The mishani shezeu mashe metaris. This is what the Gemara answered. Hach tahavi b'mishkan chesive v'chem etzasi b'Taisvis yishanim ksuvim al klav shleya kosu shemadim retais is roi. Okay, so that's for just erasing the oit. Ve'im kein hakel peretz echot, it's one big teretz, u'peresh atais v'skachu. Shekoi ala elminei. This is a continuation of what Taisvitz had just said. Shetiritz, Taisvitz said, Shezel metaretz ha-gemorah. Taisvitz asked the kasha, why doesn't the Gemara answer? You need, and the difference in an avana tilde, because you have to be masked the tilde b'shem ha. So Taisvitz said, that's exactly what the Gemara is answering. Shezel shemetaretz ha-gemorah. That's what the Gemara is answering. Hach dahave b'mishkin chshide. That I was in the Mishkan in the Moskoshu. Bezorich lahasreis hatildo bishmo. So you have to be masre the tildo bishem this malacha that was choshev in the Mishkan. Zot alayma. Kol hamalachais shahoyu b'mishkan. All malachais that were in the Mishkan. Af agav the leitoni lahu b'minyan ha'oveis b'perik klal gadol. Even though they were not mentioned in the Mishnah Perek Klal Gadol. The Mishnah Perek Klal Gadol mentioned 39 others. So the Gemara is telling us right now, you have to be Masra Atoldo B'Shem Ha'ov. But let me tell you a secret. An Ov is not what it says in that Mishnah. That is not the only Ovis that we have. There are other Ovis which were not mentioned in the Mishnah. Now, what is an of and what is a toilet? So I'll tell you now. Now I'll tell you the formula. That what was choshev in the Mishkan is an of, and you have to be masre b'shem of. Afilochi, now let's continue the maram. Afilochi tzorich lahasres a toilet b'shma. Kita ashkechom, now I'll prove it to you. The neiteya v'zereya. There are two ovis, neiteya v'zereya. But now let me tell you a secret. The Mishnah in Klal Gadol says the Ov of Zereya. The Mishnah does not mention Neiteya. But Neiteya is the same Ov like Zereya. Zereya wasn't the Mishkan, Neiteya wasn't the Mishkan. Both of them are Ovis. Fine. V'im Hisra HaTolda. Now, a person did HaTolda. Markiv U'Mavrich Bishmon Chayim. A person will grab, let's say a case of Harkove, he'll take a branch from one tree, and he'll put it into the trunk of another tree, and he'll tell him, you're not allowed to be Neiteya. So the din is, if he does it, he's Chayiv Skila. Now, this is personal, hire a lawyer, and he said, listen, you can't give my client Skila. In the Mishnah in Shabbos, it doesn't say Neiteya. This is not from the Lama Tes Malachim. So therefore, our Gemara said, the Mishnah in Shabbos is not the criteria for telling me what an Ov is. You know, the Mishnah didn't mention all Ovis. What was Choshev in the Mishkan, that's called an Ov. So Neiteya wasn't the Mishkan, so if this person was Maschim, you're not allowed to be Neiteya, so you get Skila, even though it wasn't mentioned. An Ov is what was in the Mishkan. So Mamele, so now let us see. Now, why did Taisus have to say this whole pshat? Bishum de lefishi nu yizeh. According to this teret, the mishani korilei of, what does korilei of mean? Am I korilei of my korilei teilda? Nav kiminish tzorich lahasreis ateilda bishma vesuloi. Is, the teret is, an of, you have to be master of the teilda bishema. V'loma toli loha agmore b'mishkan. So how does the mishkan come in over here? The Gemara Shem said, am I kori la'ov? Kori la'ov, that you have to be master of the tilde bishmoy. Why do you have to go into the Mishkan? Lakach komra toisvis, the Mishim hochi komra agmora hachtava b'mishkan. That what the Gemara went into this in of Mishkan. Because the Gemara wants to tell you that what has a shame of to be master is not what the Mishnah in Klal Gadol says. Lai malach, the chol malach is to have b'mishkan. Af a pidele choshev lo beper klal godol, af a lohoch I tzoich lahasris atel da bishmon, ki goi neiteya mevashol. Vayinu mashi saima a toisvis ne neiteya mevashol. So that's how the Maram says pshat in toisvis, that this is not a new teretz, he erases the voi. And the Tana wants to tell you, the teretz is that was choshev in the Mishnah is called an ov, and that is the sheirish of the Yisrael, and that is needed for hilchis asra. When you give asra, you have to explain where we derive this Yisrael. That's what we have to explain. So memeila, so the Gemara Agavuche told us that you know what is considered an ov. Not what the Mishnah in Klal Gadol enumerated, no, that which was chashuv in the Mishkan is called an ov. So this is a continuation of the second teretz of Tosfos. Hachi Garsina. Now Tosfos says, now Tosfos will bring down two girsois. Hachi Garsina. One girsa, and this is our girsa. Hach that which was choshuv in the Mishkan is called an ov. Ach the loyhavi b'mishkan cheshive, that was not choshuv in the Mishkan, kori leitod. So, if the way we are reading the words are saying as follows. There were many malachas in the Mishkan. The choshev and malachis in the Mishkan were called oves. The not choshev and malachis in the Mishkan are called teldes. Ulefi hach gilse. So according to this gilse, bala afuke kama malachis, there were many malachis, shloi hoyu chashuvim, which were not choshev, vahoyu b'mishkan. They were in the Mishkan, but they were not choshev and malachis. So this is called a tilde. So haste is according to this Gilse, the Gemara is giving us guidelines. When is it called an ov? When is it called a tilde? So the Gemara is telling us, if it was a choshev and malacha in the Mishkan, then it's called an ov. If it wasn't a choshev and malacha in the Mishkan, it was called, it's called a tilde. And now Tosfos brings a raya to this Yisai. Now the Gemara says, "Metaim nimes famos." Heim helu hakroshim, when they took apart the Mishkan and they put the kroshim on a golis. So the Gemara says as follows: Heim helu hakroshim mikalke la agolis. So this halah, picking up the kroshim and putting them in the gola, was taking from a rishus harabim. The kalke was, the kalke was a rishus harabim, and the agola was a rishus hayochim. So the Gemara says there, heim helu hakroshim mikalke la agola, tahainu hachnosa. That was the hachnosa b'shas the mishka. They were machnis mershus harabim, mershus hayochim. One thing. Umayshit bidyuta achas, they also handed over from one wagon to another wagon. That means they handed over the kroshim. You had two wagons, let's say, one in front of the other. There was a reshus harabim between them. They handed over the keresh from wagon Aleph to wagon Beis. That means wagon Aleph was a Rishus HaYochid, Agola was a Rishus HaYochid. Wagon Beis was also a Rishus HaYochid, and they were Moishit Mirshus HaYochid, Rishus HaYochid, Derech Rishus HaRam, Bidyuta Achas on the same row, and that was Meleches Moishit. Now, these two Meleches are Teildes. These two Moishit is a Teildes. Hachnos is a tilde. To take from a Rishus Aram, the Shlichan is a tilde. The Tosfos says, so you see, Klal, this you said what I'm telling you. The criteria is not Mishkan alone. The criteria is not Mishkan. You need two things. You need, it should be Mishkan. In order to be enough, it should be Mishkan and it should be Choshev. And therefore, the malachis that were in the Mishkan and that were not choshuv, these malachis were called teldes. And just for one second, why is this not called a choshuv and malachah? Let us be pertinent to ask such a blunt question. So, L'chayre pshat is as follows, that all melachis are melachis of creation. That means, boire. Boire means I have a mixture of food and psoilus. You can't eat food and psoilus. By taking out the psoilus, I'm fixing the food. So I'm making food which Basher Husham was not edible because one would encounter the psoilus. By taking out the psoilus, I'm making it edible. So that's called, I created a food. Mevashel. I had a raw piece of meat, I cooked the meat. That's also called creation. That means I changed the status of a chayfetz, what it was before, to what it is now. That's meleches of bria. I created something. Toysev, I created an ois. Moichik, I took away the ois and I can write again. All meleches are meleches of creation. There's one meloche that is not a meloche of creation. That's Eitzah and Hachnose. What did I do? I just changed the place where it was. Before it was in the Rishus HaRavim. Now it's in the Rishus HaYochid. So really this is called a meloche grua. What did I do? It's the same Keresh. Before it was here, now it's here. So this is called not a choshev in meloche. This, I just changed the moke. So therefore, it is not an oath. And really, Haitzah also should not be an oath because of this reason. Haitzah is an oath because there's a beferish posik on Haitzah. The Ista Garsi, now others had a different gilse. It's not our gilse. Now let's see what this gilse is. And then we have to figure out what the difference is between the two gilseis. The Ista Garsi, others are geiris as follows. Hach dahavi b'mishkin dachashive. That there was in the Mishkin and was choshe, kore layov. Hach d'loihavi b'mishkin, v'loichashive, that was not in the Mishkin and not choshe, kore layov. V'figil sezu tzorech loima v'boi itarti, avol chashive v'loihavi b'mishkin v'yipcha avi tov. Now, let us first explain the second teretz of Taisvis. Taisvis said as follows. The second teretz is, let us again say the words. Hach dahavi b'mishkin v'chashive. You need two conditions in order to be called an ov. What are the two conditions? Condition number one, it wasn't the mishkin. Condition number two, it was chashiv. Kori le'ov. Hach d'loihavi b'mishkin. Now, so you need two to make it an ov. Now, we're saying, but if it only had one, anyone, ach d'loi havi b'mishkin, it wasn't in the Mishkin, I feel it was chashiv. Or, it was in the Mishkin, v'loi chshive kori leitav. L'fi gil sezu tzorch leima, t'boi itarti, that means he's coming to tell you that an ov needs two qualifications. But a tilde, as long as you don't have these two qualifications, afilo it's choshev, but if it wasn't in the Mishkin, or it wasn't the Mishkin, it's not choshev, that's called a tilde. So according to the second girse, I know that in order to be a tilde, it does not have to be in the Mishkin, because that's what he said outright. He said, you know what Nara of is? If it doesn't have these both qualifications, it could be it's Choshev, but if it's not the Mishkin, it's also a Tilde. So, according to the second Girse, he's telling me that without having these two qualifications, automatically it's a Tilde. It doesn't have to be in the Mishkin in order to be a Tilde. It doesn't have these two qualifications automatically. It's a tilde. That is the second lashon. Now the first lashon, the Eitzah explains as follows. According to the first lashon, the kavonis ha-toisvis ba'omrom lefi hach-girse, shaloi toima shekol melechi Shabbos, hein ovois, hein tildes, tzor shiyeh b'mishkan. That means, according to the first girse, it would be misleading. According to the first girse, it's as follows. Hachtavi b'mishkach shive kore layo. That wasn't the mishkin and choshev et alo. Hachtli havi mishkach shive kore lay tilda. So by learning the first gilse, I'll say, what if it wasn't in the mishkin? Nothing. The first gilse is misleading. The first gilse means to say, you know what an ov and a tilda is? A mishkin choshev is an ov. Mishkin and not choshev is a tilda. So Taisvis is saying, well, don't learn like that. Not he's coming to tell us that a tilda also has to be in the mishkan. Lefiach gilse, he's only telling us what an ov has to be. He's not telling us at all what a tilda has to be. Lefiach gilse, balafuki kami malach, shleich shuvim vayim mishkan. He just wants to tell you that even though it was in the mishkan, it's still a tilda, but it's not choshev. But he does not mean to tell you that in order to be a tilda, it has to be in the mishkan. That's because the first Lashon is misleading. So that's what Taisus said, Pshat, the first Lashon. According to the second Lashon, we will not be misled. Because the second Lashon said, Klo, Ach, the Loihavi b'mishkin, the Loihavi chshivi means either. Either it wasn't in the Mishkin, or it wasn't the Mishkin, it wasn't Choshev, it's a Tilt. Bekitza. The Gemara says by Shabbos, there are Ovis, and there are Tildes, and they are Tildes same, Ki Yoytzebem. Gabi Tumis, not. Now the Gemara says, let's go to another case, which there are others in Tildes. Avoy Satumis, the Avoy Satumis. Gabi Tumis, not. We learned by Tumah, Avoy Satumis, Hasheret, Vashich, Vazera, the Tomei Meis. Tomei Meis means the person who touched the Meis. There, Tildes say him, Lav Ki Yitzibem. There the Tildes are not similar to the others. The ilu of metame odom vekelim, and ovatume is metame odom vekelim oichlin umashkin, and ovatume is a metame, is a shayrish of being metame. It's metame everything. It's not mugbul. An ov is a shayrish. Avos atume, these are a shayrish that is metame everything. The ilu teudais. A tilde is something that touches an ov. Oichlin umashkin metame. This is not a shayrish atume. This, we derive tume from the ov, and therefore, since it's not a shayrish letame, so it's metame. Only oichlin umashkin, odem vekelim, loy metame. So by tume, that which is derived from the shayrish is not similar to the shayrish. The shayrish is metame, odem vekelim. That which is derived from the shayrish is only metamei kolamad. It's derived through touching. That by Shabbos, that which is derived from the shayrish is the same kiyetzibem, has the same aloha, shechayv chata, skila. Hochemai. Now here we have a third case of shaloshim and tildes. Avos nizakin means these are the shayrish of hezekis which a person has, and then we derive other hezekis from this. What is the din by them? What is the din? Amar Rapope said, yesh mem ki yaitzibem, v'yesh mem lav ki yaitzibem. There are some that are similar, and some that are not similar. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi v'tomei meis. Mi shenoga v'meis, avatume, v'meis atzmoi, avi avois atumuhu, regeboi, avi avatume, metame odom v'keilet, niz metame odom v'keilet. Taksiv koloshiga v'yatome yitma, whatever he touches, v'hai kro v'tome meis ksiv, umashme de metame odom, he's that keilet, koloshiga v'y, he touches a keilet, he's metame, umashme de metame odom, taksiv anefesh anegaz v'y, an ovatume, which is a tomei meis, is metame odom v'keilim. Hochemai. So now we're bekiyim. We know there are three ovois in Shas. Teudos to Shabbos, havika ovis. It's like the ovis. Teudos to tume, by havika ovis. It's not like the ovis. They're different than the ovis. Vahocha teudos to nizokin mai. What are the teudos of nizokin? Mi omrine and tildes ki yaitzibem. Do we say that tildes are similar to the others? What does similar mean? loishna ov, loishna teuda, im hizik mishalem. If it's mazik you pay, a teuda of a novo pay. I don't know why. Now, these last three words are very difficult. But so the Rashi is saying that the shayla of the Gemara is, if the tildes are similar, you'll pay. The tildes are not similar, so you won't pay. Try to risk it off. So what kind of tildes are they? it's a tilde, but you know, this is a tilde you don't pay. So in what way is it a tilde? What kind of a tilde? By tumme, it's metame, it's not metame, everything. But here Rashi says, Rashi jumped, well, you won't pay. That's the Briskerov's kasha. So, in the Peres Yaakov, if he wants to say, he says, could be you don't pay. So in what way are they told this? Because in Hilchis, the Dalet of his Nezikin, besides the payment that one has to pay, there's another thing. There's a Chiyuv Shmiris. That means a person is responsible to watch his mazik. Not that means he has a boyer, or v'lo yishmerenu, v'noga. There's an issa of ignoring your possession. You have a mazik, and you say kapitol tilim and Hashem yaza. No, you're not allowed to do such things. You're mechuyev to watch it. That's your obligation. So memele, just like I'm mechuyev to watch my eish, if I have a tilde the eish, like we hear about in Tosfos on Amud Aleph, if I put a stone on top of a roof and the wind can blow it down, so this is a tilde of eish, just like eish or keichach amurabay, this is also so memele, could be if the wind blows it down, you won't have to pay. Could be tilde semlavki yitzibet. That's what the Torah said, by not fulfilling your obligation, you have to pay. That's a chiddush in the oath. Could be the tilde. It's different. You don't have to pay. That chalik of the oath, you don't have to, it doesn't have. But you mechuyev to watch it. That was the shayla of the Gemara. And Rapope answered, which we will not learn the sugya tonight, that yesh mem ki yaitzabem, yesh mem lav ki yaitzabem, ulakama meforish milsa de Rapope bishmai. Now let's just see Taisvis. So Taisvis says as follows. The ilu of metame odom v'keil. And of is metame odom v'keil. Goras, that's the gilsa. And of is metame, that means the sheretz is metame. A person touches it, the person is tame. The sheretz falls on a keili, the keili is tame. Legosinen odom u'begodin. Shalosh is a mashme metame odom l'tame begodin. That is a different meaning in Ganson. That means if a person touches, this halacha applies by an nevela. If a person lifts up a nevela, you know, didn't touch it, if he lifted it up, so his begodim become automatically tummy. That's called tumas odam ubegodim. That by lifting it up, his begodim become tummy. By a sheretz is no such din. If a person touches a sheretz, he becomes a rishon l'tumah, his kelim atoyo. A rishon is not metame kelim. So therefore, Taisu says the Gilsa is not Odom ubegodim, but it's Odom v'keilim. A sheretz touches an Odom, it's metame an Odom. A sheretz will touch a keili, it's metame a keili. We're not talking about tumas begodim. Like it says in the Torah, yichabes begodim. We're not talking about that. V'im taina. Like Taisu says, so the Gemara said a blank statement that by tumet till they say him, lav ki yitzibem. V'im taina. Hare tome apruki, it's not true. You can't say such a blank statement. Hare tome meis oisek li matres ki yaitse boi. The cheref hare u kecholov. Alma yesh mehem ki yaitse bohem. Why did he say that by tome lab ki yaitse bohem? The loche is as follows. If a person, there's a unique haloche by tome meis in a kli matres. If a kli matres will touch a person who's a tamei meis, so there's a moiridik halacha cherev hareyu kecholov. The cherev, the metal knife, does not go a step down. That means by all tumis we have as follows. By all tumis we have, if a sheretz touches a person, the person is a rishin letumeh. He touches a machel, the machel is a sheni letumeh. Each step is a lower dagger of tumen. By a klimatres and tumes mace, it's more than unique. A mace is a vi avois atumen. A chere will touch a mace, so the chere becomes an avi avois atumen. A person who touches chere will become an avatumen. A chere will touch this person, the chere also becomes an avatumen. So we see in tumes, there is one case that till they say in kiyaitzebem. How did you say a blank statement by tumes till the same lab kiyaitzebem? It's not true. By tumes mace, a klimatres will touch a tume mace, so the klimatres becomes the same darga of tume like the tume mace, becomes an ava tume. Alma yesh mehem kiyaitzebem. So we have by tume also kiyaitzebem. Yeshloima dakati eini oise kiyaitzebem. No, it's not the same. She oisei kli matches. Ein oisei kli matches achar kiyaitzebem. If another kli matches will touch this kli matches, you know what that kli matches is going to become? It can come a tisha. That can come an ovatome. So let us just explain what Tosfos is saying. An ov, we try to explain, an ov in all cases is considered a shoresh. Like we said, by Klal Yisrael, there's three shoreshim, there's three ovis. These are the shoreshim, these are the roots of Klal Yisrael. And in Shabbos, there's Islamites Shirosh, and these are the roots of the Malachas Asurah, Islamites Ovis. Now, that which is derived from the Lamites Ovis, have the same Malacha like the Lamites Ovis. It's the Chayv Chayv Chatas, that's the same thing. By Tume, only these are Ovis, only a Tume Mace is an Ov, is a Shirish of Tume, but a Klimatris is not a sheirish of tume, because it is not the same sheirish like the ov. That means the ov can make 20 klimatris an ov. A klimatris cannot make another klimatris an ov. So it is not the same sheirish. That means in the sheirish of tume mace, it makes all kalim. Tmei mace makes all kalim avois atume. The Toilda does not have this koyach. So even though it is an ova tume, but it is not similar to the ova was mekabel tume from. The ova is a koyach to be mektame all klimatres, and this klimatres does not have, cannot make another klimatres an ova. They only make it a rishon.